Father Eric Dudley, the rector of St. Peter's Anglican Church, is proudly showing off the sanctuary of the new St. Peter's. You have to crane your neck to look at the ceiling far above.
It's 70 feet. I understand if you go all the way to the top of the tower, you're at 95 feet. We had to get a height variance for the central tower.
That tower will be taller than a 10-story building. Father Dudley says there will be a traditional bell tower.
The tower, the north tower, has been designed to hold an octave and a half of bells so it would allow us to play hymns by hand. We'd be one of only 34 parishes in the entire United States that has that capacity, but so that it's not just change ringing, but you can actually play the hymn.
Another nod to tradition will be the stained glass windows that depict scenes from Scripture.
In the large nave windows, you'll have the salvation history depicted from the fall to the resurrection all the way around, so a child could walk around and tell himself the biblical story by looking at the windows.
These windows will be handcrafted using what is essentially recycled glass.
We're using Whipple out of Exeter, England, to do the stained glass, and they use antique stained glass. And I asked them, I said, okay, where do you get antique stained glass? And they said, well, actually, sadly, in each of the world wars, stained glass windows have been destroyed all over, and our company was there to pick up the pieces.
Some of that glass will also come from church buildings that are no longer churches. But the fact that a new church, a very big traditional kind of church, is now rising just north of Tallahassee has attracted attention from all over the country. Case in point, an email Father Dudley received from a woman in Reno, Nevada.
You know, I see you're going to do stained glass windows. I'd like to give one of the north transept windows to the new church. And I said, well, those actually are the most expensive because they're the tallest windows in the church. And I said, you know, the central window there is $150,000. And she said, well, that's the one I'd like to give.
Contributions have also poured in for the statuary and high altar carving, along with the wooden pews and other furniture. Beneath the gigantic sanctuary are the crypts for parishioner burials.
Long term, I think it's, 2,800 people could be buried on these two sides down here. And then I can't remember how many upstairs. I mean, altogether, it's you know, well over 3,500 people.
Father Dudley says the overall design for the new church was very much driven by the preferences of the congregation.
And over and over and over, people were saying Gothic, English, traditional, you know, all those words. That's just sort of who we are. And I think the feeling on the part of the vestry is, well, why don't we build something that reflects who we think we are? We think we're, you know, Anglicans in the traditional, classical English forms.
At least one non-parishioner agrees the new St. Peter's is the modern expression of an old tradition.
Episcopalian in this country, Anglican in this country, still tended to build stone buildings, sometimes brick, but mainly stone buildings following the plan of a cathedral. It's like St. John the Divine in New York.
That's Dr. Paula Gerson, Florida State University art history professor emeritus and a real expert on Gothic architecture.
What's interesting with the new St. Peter's Church is that they are using materials, new materials, in such a way that the building is much cheaper to put up than, say, St. John the Divine might have been.
Materials such as wall blocks that are precast rather than solid stone and steel reinforcement. She says even the burial crypt beneath the church is more modern than medieval.
The people buried in the crypts were either high ecclesiastics or royalty. I mean, the hoi polloi did not get buried in the crypt.
So even though the new St. Peter's is an attempt to blend traditional Gothic church design with 21st century construction techniques, Gerson doesn't believe it really breaks new ground.
I think the interior space is very nice. The space that's created by the ceiling struts instead of vaulting looks like it's going to be a nice space.
It'll be years before the new St. Peter's Anglican Church is totally finished, but Rector Father Eric Dudley says it will be welcoming worshipers long before then.
Probably early May. I know for certain that on June 14th, we're doing a consecration of this building one way or another. So we got to be in here by then because the Archbishop's going to be here then.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.